Dear People Who Keep Company with God. This Monday morning, I awakened myself laughing. I thought this was unusual, but since it was really early, I turned over and went back to sleep and had a dream in which a group of my friends and I were engaged in some practical jokes. I laughed so hard in the dream that I woke myself up laughing. All morning, I kept thinking about the dream and laughing about what we were doing. Later, I went to the gym and I began to think about the dream and started laughing again. I felt the Lord reminding me of two things. First, He reminded me of what He does when He is about to break the power of the enemy. Psalm 22:4. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. This has happened to me many times. I will be praying for someone and start laughing. I learned when this happens, the Lord is about to act on behalf of that person. Sometimes I have been asked to pray for a serious illness or situation and had to hide the laughter rising up in my heart to not cause the person to stumble. There are so many people being afflicted with fear, panic, and uncertainty right now, but the Lord has begun to help us and deliver us from all the enemy is trying to put on us. Last night at our breakthrough meeting, we experienced the beginning of a breakout as the Lord released the breaker anointing to us. Micah 2:13. The breaker goes up before them. They break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. So their king goes on before them, and the Lord at their head. It was a powerful night. The second thing He reminded me of was how to have a good day. Any day that starts out with laughter is headed in the right direction. Proverbs 17:22. A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. One of the most joyful and happy individuals I have ever met is Surprise Sitol from Mozambique. He has much to be sorry about as he has lived a most difficult life. However, he is anything but sorrowful. An excerpt from his book, Rush Hour, gives some insight on how to have a good day. Chronicles 15:16. Then David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives the singers with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals to raise sounds of joy. 1 Chronicles 15:16. Joy and worship work together. If you lose your joy, you lose your focus. When you lose your focus, it is easy to become a target by the enemy, and without the joy, you will not have the strength to win the battle. King David set an example for us of how we can live. We can walk into life with joy regardless of our circumstances, and continue worshiping in the midst of those circumstances. Because when you lose your joy, you lose your trust. We must trust in the Lord always. This is how we have a good day. Surprise goes on to say, if you want to do something for God, do it with joy, because if you do it with tears, you will be frustrated. But with joy, you will accomplish it because you will have so much strength. It turned out to be a really good day. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.